Today is the second Sunday in May, and the day that we annually celebrate Mother's Day. When you think about it, this is one thing that each and every one of us has in common. We all have or had a mother. We wouldn't be here without her. I lost my mom 2 years ago, and there is hardly a day that goes by without me thinking of her. In fact, I still have her phone number on speed dial in my cell phone. A couple of months ago, I accidentally hit the button without knowing it. When I realized what I had done, I thought to myself, what in the world would I have done if she answered it? Truth be known, I was anything but the perfect son. I could be really snarky at times. There were plenty of days when there was conflict between us. But you know, at the end of the day, it did not matter to her. Her love endured all hardships. And when I faced one, she was the first person that I turned to. She always seemed to have just the right words to say, the perfect way to bring peace to me in a storm that I was facing. I thought of those many times when I read today's gospel. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Wow. That's a pretty hard thing to do right now. The strife that we are all facing seems to overwhelm us at times. But the message in our gospel can bring us great peace if we let it. Simply said, Jesus tells us to place our trust, our total trust, in Him. He has prepared a dwelling place for each one of us. And with our faith, God is in our dwelling place, in our hearts, in our souls, at this very minute. Our faith is the most powerful tool we have to combat the storm that we face right now. Our faith can ease the anxiety that we have. Our faith can overcome those moments of depression or hopelessness. And our faith can defeat the fear that we might have deep down inside. But there is also something else that faith can do. Our faith can overcome any anger that we might have. It can overcome rebellion, defiance, and replace those feelings with the realization of Christ's first commandment, love and care for one another. While there is some sunshine on the horizon, the road ahead will still present some pretty challenging times for us. We will soon, thankfully, be together again. But in doing that, we must also do everything that we can do to protect one another. Our faith in being together again will help us to strengthen that faith and strengthen each other as well. Let me end with one even greater thought. This pandemic will come to an end at some point, but we will face other challenges, many of the same challenges that we faced before the advent of the virus that we're fighting right now. Placing our total faith in God will help us realize that God has been, is now, and will always be in our dwelling place, no matter what strife that we face. The strength we need and the peace to deal with it always is available. We just have to ask for it.